Hey everybody, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic power. Today we're diving into something super relevant, how to use mindfulness techniques to manage anger and those crazy emotions that can sometimes feel like a roller coaster ride. Ever felt like you were on the verge of blowing your top? You know that feeling when frustration starts bubbling over and your inner voice is screaming calm down. But seriously, who doesn't struggle with managing their anger sometimes? It's a universal human experience, but the good news is it doesn't have to control us. This isn't about suppressing our emotions, it's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and choosing how we respond. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to stop the waves from crashing on the shore, right? You'd learn to surf them. Mindfulness is like that. It helps us ride the emotional waves instead of getting swept away by them. So, what are some practical mindfulness hacks we can use to manage anger and those pesky emotions? Let's get into 5 powerful takeaways. First up, awareness is key. It's all about paying attention to your body and mind in the present moment. Notice when you feel that tension rising, that tightness in your chest, or maybe even a racing heart. Those are your body's signals saying, hey, something's up. Don't ignore them, acknowledge them without judgment. Next, deep breaths, my friends. This sounds cliche, but trust me on this one. Deep, slow breaths can work wonders in calming your nervous system. When you feel anger rising, take a few deep breaths in through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat a few times, really focusing on the sensation of each breath. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Thirdly, reframe your thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, this is so unfair, or why me? Those kinds of thoughts can fuel anger and frustration. Try to reframe them in a more positive or neutral light. Instead of, this is unfair. Maybe try, this is challenging, but I can learn from it. Remember, our thoughts shape our emotions, so choose your words wisely. Now, find an outlet. We all need ways to release pent-up energy and stress. Find healthy outlets that work for you, whether it's exercise, meditation, journaling, listening to music, or spending time in nature. Getting those endorphins flowing can do wonders for managing anger. Lastly, practice compassion. This one might seem a little counterintuitive, but hear me out. When we feel angry, it often stems from a place of pain, insecurity, or fear. Practicing compassion towards yourself and others can help you break the cycle of negativity. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and we all deserve kindness. Alright, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, your favorite band just cancelled their tour, and your phone keeps dying. Suddenly, you feel that familiar surge of anger bubbling up inside you. Your hands clench, your jaw tightens, and you start thinking about all the other things that have been going wrong lately. But then, you remember our mindfulness hacks. You take a few deep breaths, reframe your thoughts, this traffic jam is just an inconvenience, not a life-ruining disaster. And put on some upbeat music to shift your mood. You even use this moment to practice some self-compassion, acknowledging that it's okay to feel frustrated and giving yourself permission to take a break when needed. See? Mindfulness isn't about suppressing anger, it's about managing it in a healthy, constructive way. It's about choosing how we respond instead of letting our emotions control us. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your body and mind, breathe deeply, reframe your thoughts, find healthy outlets for stress, and practice compassion. These are simple yet powerful tools that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more calmness, clarity, and control. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic power in their life. And if you're loving these daily doses of wisdom, leave us a review. It helps others find their way here too. Until tomorrow, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.